Daily Brief, May 20th, 2026. Top of mind. The global bond route is easing this morning after three oil tankers successfully crossed the Strait of Hormuz, sending Brent crude down 3% to 108 tons. This is the single most important development for positioning. If Hormuz reopens, the entire inflation risk repricing unwinds quickly. Rate-sensitive equities, XLU, TLT rally, energy shorts work, and the 30-year yield spike to 5.2% becomes a buying opportunity. Nvidia reports tonight. The trajectory of AI capex and whether pricing power is eroding is the second-order question that determines if this equity relief is durable. Catalyst radar. Nvidia earnings, today after close, single most important event for positioning across semis and mega-cap tech. SpaceX IPO filing could land today. Key for IPO sentiment and TSLA Aoge's space-adjacent names. Fed minutes, 2 p.m. ET, will confirm the hawkish shift baked into yields. Watch for dissent analyst opinion columns. FT Lex on UK mid-caps, the 57-66% M&A premiums, Tate and Lyle Spire, reflect pervasive UK gloom, not froth. At Blockchain 12x forward earnings versus 17x for US mid-caps, UK value is cheap enough to attract bids, but the discount won't close without a catalyst. WSJ Markets AM. AI spend is increasingly driven by higher memory prices, not volume. Microsoft cited 25 billers of its 190B capex as higher component pricing. If 2027's 10% growth is all cost-driven, the build-out is slowing in real terms. Watch NVDA's commentary on HBM supply. NYT columnist on bond equity divergence. The stock market is ignoring the 30-year yield above 5% for the first time since 2007. If yields stay here, the AI-driven equity optimism becomes untenable. But if Hormuz reopens, bonds rally and stocks win. Markets, bonds, 10-year UST yield slipped to 4.64%, recovering from 4.687% Tuesday high. 30-year remains near 5.17%. Global bonds stabilizing on Hormuz transit reports, with UK gilts rallying after 2.8% inflation print, below 3.0% consensus, BOE rate hike fears easing slightly. Oil, Brent down, touching 2.5% to 100 meot, three supertankers, two Chinese, one Korean, crossing Hormuz carrying 6 million barrels. Market pricing in potential partial reopening, but only Tabuz 17 meot barrels have transited all month versus 28 meot in April. Proceed with caution. Equities, futures modestly higher, NDX plus 0.7%, SPX plus 0.3%. S&P 500 snapped three-day losing streak yesterday. Institutional cash allocations fell to 3.9%, lowest in 2 years per BofA survey. This is euphoric positioning territory. Notable flows, $800 crude oil put block traded yesterday, 134 met barrels, suggesting large institutional hedging of downside in oil. FX, INR hit fresh record low of 96.14 versus USD. RBI announced 5B FX swap to inject liquidity. Economy, G7 meeting, finance ministers agreed to mitigate Iran war's impact on energy food prices. But major rift emerged over US easing Russian oil sanctions, third waiver extension. France and EU officials publicly pushed back. UK inflation, April headline came in at 2.8%, versus 3.0% expected. First relief for gilts, but energy pass-through still incoming. US mortgage rates, 30-year fixed rose to 6.56%, highest in 7 weeks. ARM share hit 10%, highest since Oct 2025, as borrowers seek lower initial rates. Home Depot's comps, plus 0.6%, were below lows, plus 5.6% at target, confirming housing remains bifurcated. Do-it-yourself weak, pro-strong. Business finance, Nvidia preview, expect 79% YoY revenue growth to 79 billion. Key questions. 1. How much of capex growth is volume versus price dodge and memory inflation? 2. Blackwell production timeline. 3. China exposure after H200 clearance. Options market pricing, plus 300 billion market cap move. SpaceX IPO, prospectus expected today, targeting 75 billion raise at 1.75T valuation. Goldman Sachs leads, Morgan Stanley, BofA, Citi, JPM follow. Potential NASDAQ 100 inclusion in 15 trading days. Standard Chartered CEO Bill Winters walked back lower-value human capital comment after backlash, including from former Singapore president. Bank cutting 7,800 support roles by 2030, shares fell initially, recovered. Target beat across the board, Q1 comps plus 5.6%, first positive in 5 quarters, raised FY guidance. Strength broad-based, but CEO remains cautious. Watch if this is revenge spending or real recovery. GameStop disclosed 6.55% ownership of eBay, up from 5%. Ryan Cohen's 56B bid rejected, he's said to continue pursuing. UK house builders lost 8 buy in market cap since Iran war started. Vistry down 60%, short interest surged to 13%. Profit warnings mounting as construction costs and mortgage rates squeeze margins. Next era Dominion deal, 120B, incurred debt. Creates largest US utility, 10M customers across SE. Regulators may impose conditions given data center demand and rising rates. World geopolitics, Hormuz transits. 3 supertankers carrying 6M barrels crossed overnight on Iran-designated route. Iran created Gulf Strait Authority to manage passages. Shipping industry issued new risk guidance. Market treating this as a test, not a reopening. Iran, Revolutionary Guard threatened to extend conflict beyond the region if US-Israel resume strikes. Trump claims Iran wants a deal badly, but also gave 2 to 3 days ultimatum. NATO discussing convoying ships if strait stays closed past early July. Senate War Powers Resolution advanced 50-47 after GOP defection from Senator Cassidy. Still unlikely to become law, veto threat, but signals growing domestic political pressure as gas hits $4.53 gargoyle. China confirmed buying 200 Boeing planes, largest in nearly a decade, and approved 600-plus US slaughterhouses for beef. Commerce Ministry engaged in in-depth discussion on tariffs. She seems to be laying groundwork to retaliate if tariffs rise. Indonesia announced plan to centralize commodities exports, palm oil, coal, nickel, through state-owned agency, starting June 1. CPO futures jumped 2%. London-listed AEP plantations fell 20%. Major disruption risk for nickel EV supply chain. Xi hosted Putin in Beijing after Trump. Taiwan was central in US talks, but absent from Russia talks. China doesn't want Taiwan conflated with Ukraine. Putin said ties have truly limitless potential. Technology, AI. Alibaba announced Zhenwu M890 AI chip, 3x performance versus prior gen, 144GB GPU memory, 800GB S bandwidth. Already delivered 560K units to 400+ customers. Not a H200 competitor on raw specs, but believable replacement for China market. Google's overhauled search bar, first change since 2001, powered by Gemini 3.5 Flash. Ads follow-up chatbots, AI agents for automated searches. Ad clicks up 6%, pricing up 7%. Annual profit doubled to 132B. The open web is on its way out, per Arete Research. Chinese court rulings set precedent. Employers cannot lay off workers replaced by AI. 3 rulings now, one designated as model case. Government balancing AI ambitions against 17% youth unemployment. Nebius, MBIS, reported 400 Meta quarterly revenue from 25 Menas in Q2 2024. One Meta deal worth up to 27B, Microsoft deal 17.4B. CapEx $20.25B this year, but 9.3B cash versus 8.4B debt. Pure play AI infrastructure with European angle. Cerebras launched with 67B market cap, 134x revenue, up 68% day one. Genuine wafer scale technology for low latency AI, but NVIDIA is 400x larger and growing nearly as fast. Competitive alternative, not replacement. Book scandal, Future of Truth, author admitted to including AI fabricated quotes after NYT investigation. Ben Bella Books, distributed by Simon & Schuster. Highlights publication risk in AI era, parallels to Hachette pulling AI drafted novel, standouts. UK quietly eased sanctions on Russian oil refined into jet fuel, jet diesel. Labour government waiving its own ban amid Iran war supply crunch, drawing insane criticism from conservatives. CFTC probing 800 melons in suspicious oil trades that preceded Trump's March 23rd strike postponement, at least three firms under scrutiny, Cube Research earned five manders. Pattern suggests potential inside knowledge. Trump's financial disclosure shows 3,700 trades in Q1, including 1.75 plus Nvidia purchase days before H200 China clearance. White House says blind trust, no such trust exists per critics. VP Vance defended. Biotech investors tuned out FDA chaos after fifth drug division head in Trump era. XBI up 70% from April 2025 lows. Maha threat seen as diminished after vaccine skeptics depart. Jeff Bezos called for zero federal income tax on bottom 50% of earners, notable for tax policy debate and Amazon's exposure to corporate tax reform.